This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India Bloc Vice Presidential nominee, former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy, filed his nomination at Parliament House today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi, NCP-SCP Leader Sharad Pawar, Samajwadi Party Leader Ram Gopal Yadav, DMK Leader Tiruchi Shiva and TMC Leader Shatabdi Roy, among others, were present on the occasion. Ahead of filing nomination, Mr. Reddy paid floral tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex, which houses statues of India's eminent leaders and freedom fighters. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan filed his nomination papers yesterday. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place tomorrow. The nominations can be withdrawn by the 25th of this month. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar, who tendered his resignation last month citing health reasons. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon, while the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following vociferous protests by opposition parties over various issues, including Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll in Bihar. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition parties began a protest demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla began the question hour, but due to opposition uproar, he adjourned the house till 12 noon.
Mananiya Sadasyagan, aaj sabha ka antim din hai. Aap agar prashnkaal nahi chalane de rahe, to sadan ki karwai aaj 12 baje tak ke liye sthagit ki jati hai.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he received 18 adjournment notices from various political parties on different issues. He, however, rejected notices citing the ruling. Following this, the opposition members started sloganeering. Mr. Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but due to the opposition's protest on SIR, it was not transacted. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
प्लीज आप नहीं चाहते जीरो आवर चलाना द हाउस इज एडजर्न्ड टू मीट एट 2 p.m.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During his visit to Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that 12,000 special trains will be operated for Bihar on the occasion of Diwali and Chhat Puja. This announcement comes after he held discussions with the Bihar NDA leaders in Delhi to review the railway arrangements for the upcoming festivals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The IMD said very heavy rainfall is expected over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Meanwhile, in Gujarat, widespread heavy rain is being witnessed in coastal districts of Saurashtra and South Gujarat. Local dams and rivers are overflowing, disrupting normal life in the region. Relief and rescue operations were carried out in rain-affected districts. The Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Troops are already operating on the outskirts, specifically in the Zaytoun and Jabalia areas, to prepare for a larger attack. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in late morning deals amid mixed global cues. Sensex jumped 275 points to 82,133. In sports, the scenic Dal Lake in Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host the first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival starting this evening. The three-day event will witness over 400 athletes from 36 states and union territories vying for 24 gold medals in rowing, kayaking and canoeing. And with that, we end this news bulletin.